This portion of the show is brought to you by Diamond Auto Glass, where the difference is clear.com.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome everyone. End of the week, weekly roundup here. Almost didn't make it. I started off early this morning trying to get a property set up that we have, commercial property in the common areas. Like, we have a big atrium in this building with security cameras. I never had to do this before, and I just felt that it was time to have some cameras in place in the day and age we live in, and also an outside camera in the parking lot. Long story short, I spent the past all week, 5 days now, at least in the mornings to early afternoon, trying to get these cameras ready and an internet service. And oh man, what it did. I'm not going to bore you with it, but I was just tech support. And I was like, man, I think civilization's heading the wrong direction. It used to be easier to set up this stuff. It used to be easier before we even had this stuff, I think. Maybe not as convenient sometimes, but yeah, it's tech support like three times. Then I had to return the modem because they said, yeah, I guess that one's just not working. I was like, didn't you check that before you put it in there? Anyway, you used to be able to just access these devices through a web browser, 192.whatever admin, and reset it. Now it's a special app. For your convenience, it's a special app to go in and change things like passwords. And I was like, it didn't work. So, story of my life. Kind of waiting around. That happened to me yesterday, too. I was at a big box store waiting for some wire. You know, nowadays, people are stealing wire left and right. So, I get it. They got to lock up the wire. But then you stay in there for like 15 minutes. And I'm like, wow. All this technology and everything going on is supposed to make us more productive. I don't know. I think maybe we had it dialed in maybe 10, 15 years ago. And it's not as productive. And then a lot of times you get behind the counter, you get somebody who's younger, who's maybe, in this case today, it was like someone who's probably in their early 20s. And I'm like, you know, it wasn't like this. It didn't used to be like this. And they're like, no, yeah, we've always had these apps. And I was like, okay, we've always had these apps. But anyway, I hope you're all having a great day. And it's snowing again up here. I don't know what the weather's like where you're at, but here it is, April 5th, and getting that snow and still coming down. I don't know if we'll get much accumulations, but wasn't pleasant up on a roof today, you know, doing that stuff. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Got some new items I want to hit on for you. Usually we wrap up a lot of stuff that's been happening, but I've got some economic things. I've got some things on 99-cent stores. I've got the Prescott Valley Police hoping you'll help them try to find somebody who's been burning stuff down. So let's get to all that. And in hour two of the show, I got a special interview that Mark Howitt's getting ready. Mark Howitt has two couch surfers in his house, and he does this a lot where they come in and they stay with him for a while and they rent a couch, basically, although he has a spare room, so it's not quite like that. Anyway, he's got, I think, two Brits, or maybe it's someone from Britain and someone from Poland who has kind of a little bit of an English, you know, British accent. So I think you'll enjoy this. But what do they think about what's going on, especially being in Poland? Or being from Poland and Britain, about UK and also the Brexit thing, the EU, and a little bit on couch surfing, this thing that's, you know, some people are doing around the world. So stick around for the second hour from Mark Howitt. Hey, if you got a comment, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. What did silver and gold do today? Let's look that up real quick. You know, I've been buying physical gold and silver for years, for decades. Angela and I look at it as an insurance policy. Why don't you learn more about physical gold and silver and call Desert Gold Exchange. Yeah, gold was up $40 today, up 1.76%. Silver was up another 1.3%, 35 cents. So it's been moving. People are concerned with the debt levels. People are concerned with the economy. People are concerned with a lot of things. And gold and silver have been that protection against that stuff for, I don't know, a couple thousand years, you know, something like that. Anyway, call Desert Gold Exchange. Learn more about physical gold and silver. If you're already in it, if you're already buying, why not buy from a company that's based right here in Arizona that can get you physical gold and silver shipped, delivered, get it to you. And they have the lowest fees and commissions out there, and they pass that savings on to you. Call Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. Mention the Jeff Horvitz Show when you do it, please. And you can also visit them online at desertgoldexchange.com. Before I get to a couple of Arizona items and some other news items, I did catch this headline from the Federal Reserve governor, so it's not the chairman, not Chairman Jerome Powell, But Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman said Friday, today, that it's possible. Before I read this, hang on. Let me back up. What did I say on the show with Glenn Lease and Mark Howard on Tuesday? I don't know if you got to hear this. It was during the second hour of the program. Well worth listening back to that economic update from Glenn Lease at WT Wealth Management. They were both convinced that we're probably going to see some interest rate cuts this year. You know, the Federal Reserve keeps saying, we're going to cut the rates. We're going to cut the rates. And I'm like, okay, here we are in January, February, March, April. We're now getting into the fourth month. They've been talking about it since the end of last year, talking about, oh, soon we're going to cut rates. We're going to cut rates. You know, people are just drowning in debt, and the country's drowning in debt. The world's drowning in debt, and they're paying high interest rates. Well, historically, not very high, to be honest with you. A 7% mortgage is actually quite normal. But compared to, you know, COVID era and all this stuff where we're paying two and seven eighths, whatever percent for a 30-year fixed interest rate. Yeah, it's gone up quite a bit. It's gone up significantly, and people are definitely feeling, including our national debt, right? So, you know, both Glenn and Mark, you know, and we'll see who turns out being right on this. They were convinced that there'll be some kind of rate cuts this year, even if it's, you know, marginal, a little bit, right? And I said, I don't think so. I'm like 99.9% sure you're not going to see rate cuts this year. Except maybe they do an eighth of a point, quarter point token rate cut that really doesn't mean too much. But even that, I don't think that's very probable, because I think they're just messing with our heads because they can't raise the rates because there's a couple of problems. Inflation is still running rabid and hot. I mean, it's cooled down from where it was, but it's still hot. You know it. They know it. We all see it. You know, we're going to believe these politicians or believe our lying eyes when we see the prices on everything, right? So I don't think they're cutting it simply because of inflation. I also don't think they're going to cut it because we have trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of treasury bills that are coming due that are all short term. You know, the geniuses in government didn't refinance these when the rates were really low and get people locked in 10, 20 year bonds. They did, it's like they did, you know, 12 month bonds. They did short term stuff. Tons of it's coming due. They're not going to be able to attract the buyers if the rates are too low because there's just too many of these dang things. Unless the Fed just starts buying them and just, you know, we're moving one. I look at it as like a balance transfer on your credit cards. You're paying off one card with the other card type of thing. So I don't think they can raise it for those two reasons. I'm not the only one. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman said Friday that it's possible interest rates may have to move higher to control inflation, rather than the cuts her fellow officials have indicated are likely and that the market is expecting. It's from CNBC. So there is a Fed governor, and you know, there's multiple Fed regions or whatever you call them throughout the country. And she's one of the governors. I'm not sure which area she's in charge of. And they're all supposed to kind of operate independent, and they elect a chairman, and that's a Fed chairman, Powell, and then I think Congress puts their stamp on it or something, or the president. I'll have to look up the whole process. But anyway, she's saying, and she's the only one right now saying it, that it's possible interest rates may have to move higher. So not a lower of interest rates, not a keeping them the same, but hey, we may have to raise them higher because inflation's heating up still. And that's one of the tools they try to use to cool the economy and stifle economic growth, quite frankly, and inflationary pressures, is they use the interest rates to stop the money flow, or at least to slow it down so there's less money in the system, causing prices to go up. I found it interesting. I found it amazing that there's actually this Fed chairman, or not, sorry, Fed board member actually saying this. Your thoughts? Am I right? Is there a little chance of interest rates going down this year and now maybe even going up? I'd bet they go up before they go down, quite honestly, if I had to play the odds on that one. Love to hear from you. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. All right, we're going to get to more. Plus, Mark Howitt with his couch surfing guests from Poland and England, get a perspective on what's going on in Ukraine, and also Brexit, some EU stuff. That's in the second hour, so stick around for that. But before we do that, earlier in the week, I had on Tony Kinnett, who is a writer with thedailysignal.com, to discuss, well, recent transgender name change event that happened in a Northern Arizona school, and of course it's Flagstaff Unified School District, and also a bizarre I thought it was bizarre. School meeting that happened in February. So it was like some board members and they brought in some staff or something and they were talking about sex education and how they need to make changes. And it was weird because I'm sitting there watching the clips of this February meeting and they want to get rid of boys and girls and use people. Of course, they want to erase the gender differences. They also wanted to try to figure out a way to better accommodate the boys that are having their periods. You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, here's Tony Kinnard from DailySignal.com breaking down this one.
Basically, the school district collectively having a conversation among several staff members on how they were going to update, again, with lots of air quotes on updating, the sex ed curriculum to make it non-gender specific, which I don't know if you know this, but that's kind of the whole point of sex ed is to be gender specific.
Yeah, right.
So it's silly would be an understatement to this entire update. And that's not even the worst part of the story.
Oh, okay.
And that's bad enough. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I mean, the poster that was at the elementary school that advertised a transgender name change clinic for, and I quote, all ages, end quote, that took the cake. That's one of those situations in which I was pretty dumbstruck that they would actually, I thought the poster was Photoshopped the first time I saw it. I thought certainly they wouldn't actually put all ages on a poster advertising transgender services. But no, we determined not only did it in fact originally say all ages, but that the elementary school in Flagstaff Unified posted it.
Elementary, and, huh? Wow.
Yeah, that's just...
And when you get something like that, Tony, if you're like me and anybody in this business, we're like, you got to vet all this stuff. And you're like, this can't be real. This can't be real.
Again, I'm the guy who usually is brushing up and kind of double checking on hoaxes. I've never filed a retraction of any kind. So I'm trying to keep that streak going as long as I can.
It's getting hard in this world though, right? It's getting harder and harder.
It really, really is. Yeah. So finally verifying that is, I think, what got the Arizona Department of Education officially involved. They are now investigating Flagstaff United because as state superintendent Tom Horn told me, you can't just give kids legal advice to subvert parental rights. That's not a thing. That's illegal.
No, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned Superintendent Tom Horn because I got to get him on my list to get him back on this because he's actually been fighting this stuff really hard and been a real friend of the ESA, the, you know, go to the school of your choice if this one ain't working out for you. And I think that's something that we have, Tony, that's unique to the country that other states are trying to emulate. They take your tax money, our tax money, and put your kid in a school that's better if it's jacked up.
And this is one of the things that I'm a huge supporter of, is that ESAs are the way that school choice should be done. I don't think that it should be in, just voucher programs. Now, I did write an article that was critical of Christina Crusoe because she screwed the pooch when it came to instituting your ESA program for a bit.
Yeah, that went rough.
It kind of helps to read before you start implementing policies and changing huge swaths of the program. But all of those things said, yeah, you should be able to take your tax dollars where you want. And it shouldn't even be based on the fact that someone in the public school system is shoving transgenderism down your kids' throats. I don't think anyone's tax money at all should be going to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the very least, you should be able to take your kids elsewhere without having to fork over additional cash.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what happens with this investigation, especially on this name change thing, because you're right. You're talking minors. And the first thing that I thought of when you said this and brought this up in your article is, wait a second, kids can do this? I mean, kids can't go buy a pack of cigarettes legally or lottery tickets or alcohol or this or that. And you're telling me they can just change their name, go to a clinic about changing their name? What, I mean, did you have anyone go to this actual clinic? Were they actually pushing a name change, or have you seen this in other places in the country?
Well, we have seen things like this in other parts of the country, but as for Flagstaff, we reached out and we asked, you know, hey, what's going on here? And the Christine Fredericks, the school board president, declined. Didn't just ignore the email, actually said, no, I'm not going to answer any of your questions. Signed, Christine Fredericks, she, her. So, you know, bitter old progressive women that have nothing to do but, you know, mess with the relationship between parents and their kids. As far as around the country, I recently wrote about a Parents Defending Education investigation that found dozens of quote unquote health clinics at schools around the nation, which are offering hormonal medications for transgender treatment and Plan B abortion pills without parental knowledge that students can gain access to. And so this stuff is going on around the country, and it's far more prevalent than you might think.
Yeah, and I was talking with in the beginning of the show with Angela, my wife, and she comes on, and we hit on these education issues and other issues, and we were kind of talking about you coming on, Tony, and how did we get down this road? How did we get to this point? Because it was just a few years ago talking about FUSD specifically, we hit on a story where they brought in an outside group to teach the kids about the infinite universe of gender, the genderbread thing. I don't know if you remember that. And there's more genders than the universe or the stars in the sky. And at the time, this was maybe 5-6 years ago, we were like, this can't be real. This must be such a weird kind of fluke, fringe type thing going on. But, you know, let's get this out there. I never thought we'd be here, because when I saw that, I thought this was just a couple people maybe, but now it's just mainstream. And you asked about, well, there's two genders, right? Sex ed, you're having boys in one class, the girls in the other class, because there's very specific reasons. And now it's just, I think the answer is they've just blended it all. They've made it so that these kids are so confused, I think.
And this is one of the key issues here, is that you asked how we got here. It was 60 years in the United States.
Yeah.
We did not pay attention to the education system.
True.
Parents sent their kids to school, really didn't double check, because your kid was most likely going to come home learning reading and writing and mathematics. And it was a lot like the car oil light. So, you know, when your granddad used to go out to the car about once every week, he would open the hood and he would check the dipstick to see how much oil was in the car.
Yeah.
Because you had to check the oil consistently. And then as cars got more advanced, eventually we stopped doing that because you just waited until the engine light came on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just kind of left it to the chance that the car knew what it was doing. And then in 2020, in COVID, we came to this very weird place where there was smoke pouring out of the engine block. And people were like, gee, what's that? The light's not on. And when parents were sitting at home with their kids and they were forced to see the inside of classrooms, they were like, oh my God, the engine's on fire. And now parents are very concerned, justifiably so. And there's a huge mess about this situation anyway. And realistically, we kind of did it to ourselves by giving an entire group who had no business controlling this entire institution the keys, the title, and the permits.
Very true. And hey, yeah, I love your analogy, Tony. I would say there's not even a dipstick anymore, because you can't even check it. I tried to check the oil on my wife's Mini Cooper and there's no dipstick anymore. So that's kind of like our education system too. It's gotten totally out of control. By the way, I did invite, Christine Fredericks, the board member, FUSD governing board member. My producer sent a message before you came on because we want to make sure we give her a fair shot to explain what the heck's going on here. And she said, thank you for the invitation, but there's been no governing board meeting or action taken to adopt any curriculum. I must respectfully decline your interview request. FUSD is now and will continue to allow all Arizona statutes that ensure the public has an opportunity to review and comment or on any curriculum pending adoption. Christine Frederick, she, her. So we tried as well, and she's always welcome, and they are too. Real quick, Tony, I think parents got so frustrated they showed up at the board meeting, and this is when you got involved and interviewed a couple of the folks that were at that meeting. They were saying, hey, we you're not replying to our emails. You aren't hearing us. And I think the big complaint is you talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. You're not including us. And there was somebody at the meeting, and here's an audio clip, who was basically yelling out that, hey, you're not responding to me. And he goes on to say that, you know, I'm going to be bringing a bunch of people to this meeting. Here's a quick clip.
Flagstaff Unified School District, and none of the people that sent anything got anything back.
Yeah. It's on the website.
You're not going to be sorry to the parents who are upset about this. I'll make sure that this room is full next.
Bring it on.
And that was one of the title of your article at dailysignal.com. When you heard that and the reaction from the parents you talked to, Tony, what were they saying about her attitude? Bring it on.
I mean, it's deeply insulting, because the parents are paying for that school to operate. The parents are who that school board member is supposed to be serving. And by the way, I'm someone who is, at least by the less argument, qualified to talk about this. Got two education master's degrees. I'm an award-winning teacher, all that other rigmarole. And I can say very clearly that this type of school board president is the classic individual who thinks that they are better than everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that in an insulting fashion. I mean that as an objective fact. She believes that she's better than everyone. And she believes that she has some type of moral ground that she is holding, and that there she has in her mind pictured that there is some transgender child at the school who is just so depressed and sad and beaten up all of the time because they're trans and no one thinks that they exist, and that they're like being erased from life like a Bob Ross painting. And that if she doesn't stand the ground and fight for this child by making sex education non-binary and by making sure there are posters up about gender name clinics, then this transgender person will be like that Back to the Future quote, erased from existence.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not true. That's completely made up. Again, it's like when someone talks about a border situation and they paint this picture of an illegal immigrant who is pregnant with one leg and they have cancer and they've walked 975,000 miles and they're also a doctor of neuroscience, and you don't want to let that person into the country. Yeah. Like, well, what? Gee whiz, if we're making up magical unicorns to argue over.
All the time. All the time.
It's honestly, the kind of behavior from individuals like these is insulting, but it's incredibly common. And this is why I'm excited in the future to see the parents of Flagstaff make sure their voices are heard, because they don't have to keep her on the school board. And I can tell you there's no way she's winning re-election. Not after those comments. That's not a comment of someone working with the community. That's a comment of someone who has disdain that the peasants would dare speak up to someone of her noble standing.
Well, yeah, in one way, she's saying, hey, we want to hear from you. We're open. We're inclusive. But then, hey, bring it on, you know, in that tone. I will disagree with you a little bit, Tony, though. And maybe I've been doing this too long myself and watching the school board and what's going on in Flagstaff, which is a very, very liberal city within really an island of or a sea of conservatism here in Arizona. These people oftentimes get reelected. It baffles me. It baffles me time and time again, even with comments like this.
They do. They do often get reelected, but there are some breaking points. And we have seen even in liberal districts where less far to the left individuals will end up replacing them because there are in fact points again, regarding the California bill, which would have classified not affirming your child's gender as child abuse, that I was the individual who broke that story. Okay. Gavin Newsom did end up vetoing it because of the immense backlash. And it is possible to make changes.
It is.
But if you are going to, obviously she could be reelected, I suppose, but the just base level of venom in her bring it on comment, I'm looking for all of the pro trans parents to come up and support her, and I'm just not seeing it. So I have hope for some of the Flagstaff parents come election day that at least she won't be scooped back into another term. Obviously it's not a guaranteed thing, but I think there is hope. I do think the tide is changing.
And yeah, people are getting frustrated, Tony. And okay, I appreciate it. Keep us up to date on this one. We'll try to follow it as much as possible as well. And I want to encourage everyone to go to dailysignal.com. And also, you know, on Twitter and all these places that you're at, Tony Kinnett, KINNETT. If you guys want to go follow and subscribe and all that stuff, Tony, hey, I appreciate it. We'll talk with you real soon.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, love to hear from you, especially those in FUSD. I mean, where's the line here? I mean, do you start just going to the board meetings, start getting more involved, or is it vote with your feet time? And they are losing, by the way. I was looking at a Daily Sun article. They've lost more students. Many hundreds of students have been lost once again, disappeared, gone to other schools. These people probably just think, oh, I don't know what happened to them. They must just be, you know, they couldn't be not happy with the school district, right? Plus they're projecting they're going to lose more schools to more, students, in the FUSD school district as well. I think people are voting with their feet. We did. And I know a lot of, people listening have as well, because nothing seems to change. The board members just, as Tony was talking about, just seem to ignore you when you bring these concerns up, because a lot of them are on an ideological quest to just get done what they want to do, and to heck with the diversity and inclusion of your thoughts and your ideas, quite honestly. All right. I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, it's good. Always a good time to head on to Sportsman's Bar and Grill, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff. They've got their $4 menu. Enjoy something great. Like, well, this is a good day with some snow coming down in northern Arizona to enjoy some great soup on their $4 menu. But they got a lot of other stuff on there too. Plus great drink specials always going on. Don't forget next week from lunchtime to dinner time, they've got their great daily specials as well, including hot links on Monday and then Tuesdays, Taco Tuesday, half price wings on Wing Wednesday and sliders, mini sliders, every Thursday. Check it out. Sportsman's Bar and Grill, just north of downtown Flagstaff, right there in the Bash Shopping Center. Hey, if you get your phone broken, stop by Just Wireless, West Flagstaff on Milton Avenue. Just Wireless will fix your phone, including batteries. They can replace a battery on a smartphone and other phones if anyone has those other ones, I guess. Most people have the smartphone now, plus charging ports, crack screens, and they've got a great line of refurbished phones as well at Just Wireless on Milton Avenue in West Flagstaff. Also visit them at justwirelessaz.com. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Orbit Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
You're listening to The Jeff Orbit Show.
Hey, Timberline Firearms and Training just got a new shipment of Liberty Safes just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Stop on by Timberline. Get one of the, I have a great safe from them. They did a great job. The big ones too. They can set up delivery, things like that. So check it out. Timberline Firearms and Training. Look at their ammo too. Rob's concerned and he was on the program Monday that there may be some ammo shortages possibly coming or at least spikes in prices because of all kinds of reasons. You can listen back to the Monday podcast for that one. Also firearms, like I said, ammunition, Liberty Safes, accessories, and their indoor shooting range. Great day for that, right? Indoor shooting range at Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. This portion of the show is brought to you by ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Go there right now. Last day of their Celebrate 15 special. Enter that promo code and get 15% off. Okay, welcome up. Welcome back. Well, okay, you get the words out, right? Welcome back. Jeff Orbitz here. Weekly roundup, going over some things. And then I got Mark Howitz is coming on in the second hour, and he's got two couch surfing guests here in Flagstaff, and he's got them in his studio. Yeah, he set up his own studio. He's cranking. I'm glad he's doing that. Something a little different next hour. What is couch surfing? But also, these people are from Britain and Poland, so perspective as to what they think about the war going on, Ukraine, Russia, especially Poland being so close there and so many concerns. Also, Brexit, you know, got a British guy, I think, so the Brexit issue and some EU issues as well, so stick around, second hour of the show, Mark Howitt will be in for that. Let's see here, so you remember earlier in the week, or it was over the weekend, there was a huge fire in, maybe it was the end of last week, Prescott Valley. This thing was big, and it's made statewide and even national attention. It was a big apartment complex in Prescott Valley. I'm getting to it. All right. Yeah, Prescott Valley. And they've been building the Legato luxury apartment complex on Florentine Road at Main Street in Prescott Valley. I'm actually on the Prescott Valley Police Department Facebook page right now. They, I think it was a complete loss, $60 million in property damage, according to Prescott Valley Police Department's Facebook post. Between Friday, March 29th, 2024, and Sunday, March 31st, 2024, an unknown suspect or suspects entered the property of 600 East Long Look Drive in Prescott Valley and committed aggravated criminal damage at Brad, and this is another thing that happened, at Bradshaw Mountain High School West Campus, which resulted in approximately $60,000 in damages to the school's property. The incident included extensive damage to the building and the running track. And then on Monday, like I said, on April 1st at 1:15 a.m., Prescott Valley police responded to the fire that I just mentioned, the Legato luxury apartment complex, and estimated now $60 million in damages. 685,000 square foot wooden structure, And if you look online at these pictures, man, the thing was just, it just blew up. It just torched so fast. It's currently under construction with flames reaching as high as 150 feet. Roads were closed and the residents in the nearby apartment buildings were evacuated. While the cause of the fire is currently under investigation, this tragedy did not involve the loss of human life. And like I said, $60 million in damage. Continuing on with this press release, on Thursday, April 4th, 2024, Prescott Valley Police responded to an alarm at Bradshaw Mountain High School, the West Campus at 6,000 East Long Look in Prescott Valley again. Upon arrival, police observed that the school had been breached, an unknown suspect, and additional criminal damage was done. Police also located fresh paint at the scene and several damaged interior rooms. Based on those observations, a perimeter was established. It called in SWAT, et cetera, et cetera. They're investigating these incidents and they want your help. They got a joint task force, sheriffs, Prescott Valley Police, Yavapai County's attorneys investigation, Central Arizona Fire and Medical, you name it. They're all looking into this. During the two Bradshaw Mountain High School aggravated criminal damages, the suspect involved was observed via surveillance equipment wearing all black clothes, a face mask, gas mask, gloves and boots. The subject appeared to be wearing a headlamp and some sort of GoPro style camera where they likely recorded their activities. Real genius here. Prescott Valley PD is asking community members in the area surrounding these addresses to check and review any personally or business owned cameras / video surveillance on their properties or residents, especially the area of Castle Canyon, Mesa, Lynx Lake Estates. And there's also a tip line. I think what they're getting at, are these two, is this the same thing? Is this the same incidents? Is it the same people? I don't know. But obviously you got $60,000 in damage from the two Bradshaw Mountain High School criminal damage events that happened. And then you've also got $60 million of damage from this fire that they, you know, obviously believe were set. So anyway, here's the number. It's a tip line, 928-772-5666. 928-772-5666, or the site, you have a silent witness, 1-800-932-3232. 1-800-932-3232. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's why I'm saying that maybe this was the triggering item that I put up some cameras. You know, they would have been burnt, but hopefully it would have been zipped up. Nowadays, a lot of these cameras, hopefully if everything's working right and the internet's working, it shoots it up to a cloud for storage. So I guess what they're asking for, hey, you got a camera somewhere? Because so many people have cameras now. And, you know, I am kind of mixed on these cameras because it's like, hey, privacy is just dead in America and dead in the world, quite frankly. However, people can be caught now that maybe wouldn't have been, although they're all masked up and everything. But you wonder, there's probably a point of perspective YouTube video or some kind of video. I don't know if it's YouTube, but, you know, they're filming all this stuff. It's crazy. Everybody wants to be a star, so they can't do it on talent a lot of times or merits or anything. They have to do something crazy, like break into schools, cause damage, you know, burn something down. It's a real disgrace. All right, so hey, keep those numbers, or just Google it if you forget about it. But so you have a pie, silent witness. Let's see. Speaking of some changes here, remember the 99-cent stores? You guys ever go to those? I used to go to those. It's pretty unique. I thought when my family moved to Arizona in 1990, I was like, what is a 99-cent thing? I guess it's kind of a doomed model when you have, you know, massive inflation because of stupid government money printing and, you know, everything. You can't do 99-cent stores. It's kind of like the 99-cent menu. You know, you tell people, oh, you used to be able to get a double cheeseburger at McDonald's on a 99-cent menu. They laugh at you. You get like a, I don't know what you get now. They have a dollar menu, I guess. Maybe it's the dollar menu it was called, but it's like $3 or $4 or something like that. Anyway, the 99-cent stores, I guess all of them, they're closing. 371 stores in Texas, California, Nevada, and Arizona. Apparently there's 40 of them in Arizona. Sign of the times here, one of the spokespeople said, this might have been the CEO, this was an extremely difficult decision and is not the outcome we expected or hoped to achieve. Unfortunately, the last several years have presented significant and lasting challenges in the retail environment, including the unprecedented impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, shifting consumer demand, rising levels of shrink. I'll get back to that. Persistent inflationary pressures. I'll get back to that one too. And other macroeconomic headwinds, all of which have greatly hindered the company's ability to operate. We deeply appreciate dedicated employees, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Yeah. So rising levels of shrink. Think about it. You're running a 99 cent store. People shrink is, you know, we're not talking shrinkflation like Biden talked about during the Super Bowl because his ice cream was a little bit smaller because of him. Talking about shrinkage. Not that kind of shrinkage. Shrinkage. We're talking people stealing stuff. Rising levels of shrink. So think about it. People ripping stuff off from the 99 cent store. That ain't good, right? And persistent inflationary pressures. We're all feeling that now. So anyway, those are closing down. I don't have a date here when they're doing that, but they're selling the inventory, obviously. And I think they plan on selling the, you know, the shelves and stuff. Usually when these places go down, everything must go, right? Former Flagstaff mayor Paul J. Babbitt passed away Thursday. Is at the age of 83. Very well-known family, obviously, in northern Arizona and throughout the country, quite frankly. His brother was Bruce Babbitt, who served as Arizona governor, and then he was interior secretary. Is that under Clinton? I can't remember. There will be a celebration of life service that will take place on April 14th at 3:30 p.m. at Flagstaff City Hall. Our thoughts and prayers out to the Babbitt family. A toddler was bitten by a rattlesnake. Last I checked, the kid's okay and was recovering. I have an update or looked in a couple hours, but this was on a Scottsdale hiking trail, and 3-year-old boy was bitten by the rattlesnake. It was by Granite Mountain Trail. I always think about it this time of year because this is when they're rustling about, especially a little bit lower than snowy Flagstaff today. But they're out and about, and the critters are starting to scurry. I only say it because my son Owen, who is outside all the time and is quite adventurous, and he has almost, knock on wood, almost gotten bit by a rattlesnake 2 times. One time he hopped over a bush, and it was right in there and kind of lifted its head up. And we're like, oh, man. And then another time, he went up, and keep this in mind, if you're a tree climber, he went up a big cottonwood tree, and one of those ones you could sit in the spot where the branches all go out in different directions, huge, huge cottonwood tree. And he looks over at a branch, you know, a foot or two from him, and starting to put his hand down and realizes there is a rattlesnake in the tree. So rattlesnakes, I have proof, because I've seen it myself. They are also in the trees, so watch it. I guess I'm going to tell Owen to wear his boots. Like, we're talking boots that go up your leg this time of year when you're wandering around, especially when the grass is greener and there's, you know, a lot of stuff growing. Wearing some kind of higher, you know, cowboy boot or rubber boot or something. That'd be my advice, I guess. And then go get medical help as quick as possible with that. So yeah, that happened. We hope the kid's okay. But I've been watching the bridge thing. You know, I keep watching this and updating you on the Francis Key Scott Bridge, the one that got hit by the barge that collapsed. Because we don't follow stories enough to see, hey, what actually happens? Because, you know, that was the end of the world and we were going to like all starve because the Baltimore port's been closed. I don't think that's the case. But they did open up a small channel to get things through. Now the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, they expect the channel to be operational with limited access, 280 feet wide by 35 feet deep by the end of this month. So they're moving fast. They brought in a big crane there. And then they're also expecting a larger permanent 600 foot wide by 50 foot deep navigation channel by the end of May. That will give full access to the port. So I think you'll see this port reopening here, hopefully for one-way traffic by the end of April, and then fully back open by May. I only point out because we always say everything's falling apart and can't get to it quick enough. In this case, I think these people are moving pretty dang quick with handling something that's got to be pretty hard to take a bridge that's fallen and, you know, clear it from a channel. So we'll keep watching that one as well. All right, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send me an email, comment, we'll get to it. I'll try to get to it. I probably won't get to it today, but next week. So don't hesitate to send it in. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You get a rock chip in your windshield, cinders on the road, things like that. Remember to call Diamond Auto Glass first. Get that fixed before it spreads the rest of your windshield. 928-779-4140. 928-779-4140. Or go to the difference is clear.com. Allstate.com. I am so happy with Eric and Lisa Boatner at Allstate Insurance Agency and Flagstaff. They've helped us save money. And Angela worked really hard with them to get lower rates on our home, on our auto. We have rental properties. They also took care of that. They do motorcycle, RV, off-road vehicles, you name it. Eric Boatner, Allstate Agency. Why don't you have them bid out your insurance policy? You might be surprised in the day of ever-increasing insurance that they what they can do for you. Eric Boatner, Allstate Agency, 928-774-8722, 928-774-8722. Listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there, and on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, I'm about done for this week. I got a lot of busy plans for this weekend, and then plan on doing a show from Verde Valley next week. So looking forward to that, and hopefully it's some warmer weather than we're experiencing here in Flagstaff right now. But don't go anywhere, because Mark Howitz, he's over in his studio in Flagstaff across town, and he's got some couch surfers. We'll talk about what that is. I think it's pretty dang interesting. And they're one of them's from Poland, one of them's from Britain. So perspective on the war in Ukraine and what's going on in Europe right now. Also, things like Brexit, you know, Britain leaving the EU and maybe the state of the EU, things like that. Stick around. I think you'll find this one really interesting next hour with Mark Howitt. And if you got anything for me, hey, send in a comment. Love your emails. And we'll get to those next week on the program. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, be safe out there. Roads might be a little rough tonight. And I'll be back Monday. Stick around for the second hour with Mark Howitt. Hang tight. Back in just a few minutes. The information provided on the Jeff Horvitz Show does not constitute legal, medical, financial, or tax advice. All information is the opinions of the host and guests. You should always seek the advice of a professional regarding any of these complex issues to make sure all circumstances of your situation are properly considered. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there, and on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.